Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. First, I want to congratulate everyone in prepaid because production was up 61%, but recruiting is up an incredible 722% for the first full week of February. Fantastic job. I want to encourage everyone to continue taking advantage of the $49 military member and $49 religious leader promotions, as well as advance to manager and drive to director promotions. I also want to challenge our entire team to continue doing PBRs, and please stay focused on your 10 core commitments. Now to introduce tonight's very special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy, and I hope we got everybody muted out now. This call tonight is just exciting call. It's an honor. Before we get into it, Randy, I want to tell everybody that I still see a lot of our people aren't attending group school. Not that group, but they need to have the knowledge so that they can build their team, because people that go to group school absolutely sell 17 times more memberships and recruit 7 times more recruits. And also, I want to encourage every one of them to go to the APT training this weekend. I'm sure in most states it's this weekend, some might not be, but be sure and check. Very important. And if you want to get ahead this year, attend all the fast starts. Be sure you get it in. Attend the group school and the APT training. And for goodness sake, just go out there and do the job. But tonight, I'm excited for a lot of reasons. But the main reason is this gentleman on tonight is a very top money earner in prepaid legal. He has my highest regards. He has my highest respect. He's one of the national marketing team directors. He's a Platinum 7 director. And like I said previously, the largest money earner in prepaid, and someone I have the highest respect for, Mr. Dave Savola.
Well, Ken, thank you. Randy, appreciate it. Am I coming through okay for everybody?
You sound, you're coming through loud and clear, Dave.
Great. Well, welcome. First of all, congratulate all of you all over the country for being on the call tonight. You know, one of the I do a lot of calls in all over the country, and I can tell you one of the most important things about being a leader in the business is being a part of every function and everything that goes on in the world around you, especially with your uplines that you have tonight. Ken and Randy have done an incredible job just having a call like this and hearing everybody getting on from the states and provinces. I don't want to leave our Canadian friends out tonight. I was listening in as everybody was beeping in. So, you know, again, number one, congratulations for being a leader, because, you know, the key factor is, as I've always said, is kind of like ironing a shirt. It's pretty hard to do with a cold iron, so you got to plug that little guy in. And the same thing with our business. The more you're plugged in, the hotter that you're going to get in the business. And I found that out. It's been probably one of the greatest, attributes of my success in the business is just getting around other people. The more you get around, the better you're going to get at what you're doing. But I want to start off tonight just by saying that, what Randy pointed out and Ken pointed out in a lot of the stats that they gave you, you know, a number of years ago when I first got in the world of prepaid legal, unfortunately, we weren't able to brag about those types of things. We didn't have the numbers and the percentages of growth and so forth. We always prayed and hoped that that this day would eventually come where we could start announcing such great growth in our company. And the reason that's happening is simply because all of you tonight that are on the call across the world of prepaid legal tonight, there's a commitment level that has changed dramatically. And we've turned an amazing corner in this business. Some people asked me the other day, I was in Baltimore, Maryland, they said, well, Dave, why haven't we heard about prepaid legal and it's 32 years of age? And I said, probably a simple analogy would be to take the space shuttle and consider how long it took to develop the space shuttle. And the reason it took so long, because the bottom line, there wasn't one to copy. You couldn't go to next door to the next garage and say, show me your space shuttle so we can copy it and get a little advice from it. They had to start from scratch. They had to build the engines, build the, fuselage, and all the things it took to get that thing eventually ready to at least give it a test fire. And, of course, they test fired it a number of times and had a lot of failures and mistakes. But eventually, over a period of decades, ladies and gentlemen, you and I watched that space shuttle go up. Now, isn't it interesting, when they first fired that space shuttle up, they were going into a frontier that never had been ventured in before, so they really didn't know where they were going, but they knew they were on their way. Well, prepaid is very similar to that. We've taken 32 years to get this thing ready for flight. The frontier we're headed into, we didn't know where it was going to go at the time. We know where it's going today. and it's a direct result of what we're doing. And I want to spend some time on that because, again, congratulations is in order for everybody in this company for what's happening right now. But what I want to do tonight is give you six things that I think might be important from a little training aspect and in the time that Randy and Ken have asked me to be with you this evening. And as some of you may have heard me talk about this at the convention and so forth, but I'm going to give you six things that are very important in my everyday life in the world of prepaid legal, things that I look at every day, and I ask myself, am I doing these things? And if everybody's got pen and paper in hand, write down the word focus. Because tonight, I can honestly say that I feel that everybody's on this call tonight is focused. People that are on this call, that are not on the call are not focused. And, there's all kinds of definitions of the word focus. But I'll tell you, beside it, write the word laser. Because one of the things from the day that I got in this business and I understood where we're, what kind of a product that we had in our hands, I took on a laser focus in this thing. I saw prepaid legal as a changing life event for my wife, Beverly, and I. And I wasn't going to let anything disturb it or disrupt it or get in the way of it. And as all of you know tonight, a laser beam is a very hot beam. And if it's left on anything long enough, it'll go through it and through it and through it and so on and so forth. Meaning the fact is that that laser focus for you tonight is that anytime anything negative passes, in your vision right there, you're going to burn it up. You're going to smoke it up. It's not going to be a distraction to you. It's going to be destroyed. And that's exactly the type of focus that you've got to have in this business if you're going to build a successful business in the world of prepaid legal. So that laser focus is a critical factor. Treat the business tonight in a very professional manner, as this call has done this evening. You've got to be the CEO and president of your own major company. And the money that's being earned in this business today, including Randy and Ken, and many of you that are on this call tonight, are money that, are the types of income CEOs of major companies don't make, ladies and gentlemen. But yet you and I operate as a CEO and a president of a company out of the comforts of our home tonight. So understand what you have in front of you. And with that focus, every day, as anything, you'll deal with challenges and problems and so forth. But it's just a part of the business where we live in. But if those do arise, you're not going to be let it being a killing factor to you. It's going to be a growing factor to you. And I can just tell you that anything that's ever happened to me in the world of prepaid legal, whether it be, something I didn't, maybe might have been a little distasteful, was a learning curve that helped me get stronger in the business. So number one is the focus that you got to have. Second thing that I have found that has been the secret of the growth of my personal business has been the fundamentals and not getting too detailed about this business. I can guarantee you that Ken Moore will tell you tonight that, this business is as simple as marketing the product and recruiting somebody else to do exactly the same thing. I find that people, when they get in our business, they become a little bit, biologists or engineering mentality. No disrespect to that tonight, but try to dissect everything. And that's not what you need to do in this business. The bottom line is stay fundamentally sound with it. As we watched the Super Bowl yesterday, I can guarantee you there's four things that took place in that football game that made a difference. And it's simply, block, tackle, run, and catch. And whoever did that the best of the two teams won the Super Bowl, as we saw yesterday. So don't get tied up in details. Understand that your business is really a very simple, fundamental business, learning how to expose the product, learning how to basically do the presentation, which I'll talk about in a minute. Third thing I want you to write down is the word fun. Enjoy this business. Have some fun with it. Too many people are not smiling in our country today because their economic position is not where they want it to be. And we want to make happier people. And you've got to have some fun in this business. And also, along with fun, recognize that if you goof up or make a few mistakes, especially some of our new people that are on the call tonight, laugh at yourself a little bit. Understand that that's a growing factor in the business. I always tell people, more people need to have smiles on their faces. They probably need to go out and buy them some smaller underwear. That might help it, But the bottom line is put a big smile on your face. Have some fun. And if you make some mistakes, laugh at it a little bit. Now, the fourth thing is learn how to do a presentation. And I know I'm talking to the choir tonight, but a lot of you try to complicate a very simple presentation. And today you have the DVDs and the videos and all that stuff's available that I can promise you Ken will take you back many years and tell you that none of that existed. In fact, when I got in the world of prepaid legal, I had to create a video, to help exposures across the country. And we have the tools today. So don't complicate the marketing plan or anything that comes down with the business side of it. follow your uplines, follow what they're doing, and learn how to do the presentation. Now, how do you get better at it? Well, I can promise you, my first presentations were not very impressive. And a lot of people say, well, Dave runs around with a magic wand. Everybody he touches turns to gold. That's not it at all. I can promise you, my first meetings, the only person that showed up was my wife, Beverly. And the first present I did with her in the audience only, I couldn't even get her in. And so that's how bad it was. But I knew if I did three things, write this down beside, the word presentation. Practice, practice, practice. The more you do, the better you get at it. I can tell you, Randy Moore, I never saw him do his first presentation, but I saw him do some in the past, and I can tell you they're a lot better than I guarantee what he thought he did as far as his first presentation. So the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it, okay? And if you make mistakes, it's okay. It's just part of it. The fifth thing is the commitment. We're almost done here tonight, okay? Commitment. I came up with a formula a number of years ago that everybody in the world of prepaid legal uses. And simply a formula that everybody talks about, which is two a day. And I made a commitment, ladies and gentlemen, that if I was going to build a successful business, that I had to do things on a daily basis. Now, I want to jump away from this just for a second and talk about goal setting for a second. You know, I've always talked about this word long-term goals or the short-term goals that everybody's pounding in our heads from the time we're kids, saying, man, you got to have a long-term goal. Long-term goal. Well, you know, in my opinion, that's a bunch of crap. And the reason I tell you that is because we bit into the fact that you hire into a company at the age of 18 and 40 years later you retire. That's a long-term goal to wind up with a third of your income. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, okay? And the bottom line is that success is built on day-to-day. Here's a good analogy that you might want to use in some of your own trainings. That if you were a teacher today and you walked in and you told your class that on January the 1st, this is January the 1st, let's say, a paper is due on January 31st. How many of you on this call tonight will agree that most of you who were students at one time started this project on January 30th? And the bottom line was because it was a long-term goal. You put it off. It's our tendency to do that as human beings. So if the teacher told you the paper had to be due on January 2nd, you would have put some urgency in it. You would have got it done. And that's how your business has got to be. I made a commitment that if I was willing to share the business every single day, the two people every day, that I could not fail at this business, that would be a formula that would create what I call the happy mailbox. And everybody knows what the happy mailbox is. That's when those checks come every single day, depositing in those checkings or savings accounts, okay? Happy mailbox syndrome, right? And along with the two a day, the weekly meeting system. Why do you have to be at a weekly meeting? Well, you can't learn unless you're involved. You can't rub against success unless you're in the house with them. So I can tell you that every one of my leaders in the world of prepaid legal, the system I'm taking you through right now, the focus, fundamentals, and fun, learn how to do a presentation, but commit to two a day and a weekly meeting are the critical factors. Many of you in this call tonight, do go to church. Some of you don't, but you should. Some of you read the Bible, and you say, but yet you go to church. Why? Because you reinforce what you read. All right, and that's a very important factor. Being a CEO and a president of your company, hang around the other CEOs, it rubs off on you. So the two-a-day, the weekly meeting system, I taught every person I brought in the business that if I can get you tied into that type of mentality, then Katie barred the door in the growth of your business, right? Now, last but not least is the approach. And this approach, all of you have heard it a million times. Simply a three-step approach. Show 15 minutes and you may or may not be interested. Why did I come up with a simple system like that? Because I messed up in when I started. When I first started, I'd ask for an hour worth of somebody's time. I'd already tell them, I know you're going to be interested. I'd say, look, I messed the whole thing up. And I finally figured out through practicing that I was trying to tell people about a business they needed to see. You know, you can't see a movie on the outside of the theater. So you've got to go in and make an intelligent, judgment on that movie. And the only way you can do that is take a look at the presentation. So show was a key factor. 15 minutes, I knew that people would give me 15 minutes because, as all of you know today, we all ran out of patience. We don't have much of it. But 15 minutes is not taking up most of a person's day. And in those 15 minutes, somebody's going to say, well, what did you do? Took out a placemat brochure and showed them the product. Took only 15 minutes to do that. If they had greater interest, I took them back to the presentation where I talked about the company, the compensation, and, you know, and really, really how it all, you know, fits together. So that was the second thing. The third thing is you may or may not be interested. Push people in a comfort and relaxed zone. So, you know, if I were to call you up tonight, I'd simply say, look, you know, Randy, something I want to show you. Let me stop by for 15 minutes. And by the way, you might not even be interested in this. And I don't care, ladies and gentlemen, how you say either one of, say those three things. It could be 15 minutes show, you may or may not be interested, or you may or may not be interested, give me 15 minutes, let me show you what I'm doing. I don't care how you get them out of order, it works. And those six things, in the time that I wanted to spend with you tonight, is give you some nuggets that I do each and every day of my life. I look and ask myself these questions. Am I focused? Am I fundamentally sound on what I'm doing? Am I having fun with it? Have I learned to do a good presentation? And am I committed, and do I have a simple approach? Many of you that see me do a presentation, I can just get back to that for a second, you'll know it's the exact same presentation. If you came last year to my presentation and came tonight, you'd hear exactly the same thing, word verbatim. Why is that important? The more you change your presentation, the more you confuse yourself and you confuse your audience. You know, go back to some old music that you enjoy listening to. It could be the Temptations. And you know what? They didn't change the song that was a hit. They kept playing it over and over again. Now, you may add new materials to your presentation, but don't overrun it or, you know, overhaul it. Just get it down to, you know, to the things that your upline is doing, is what's comfortable for you. Stick within a period of time that needs to be done, and you're on the right track, to build a successful business tonight. You know, this is what it takes tonight is the attitude that we've got to have towards what we have in our hands. Everybody tonight on this call, when you hang up tonight, pinch yourself, thank yourself for taking advantage of an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that some people won't see for another 10 or 20 years. You know, Ken Moore and Randy Moore today have built incredible businesses that will generate incomes for generations to family and spouses long after they're gone. You know, my prepaid legal business today, my wife Beverly and I, it is a very sizable seven-figure residual income that if something happens to me goes on to my boys. Do you know what we have in your hands tonight? You know, sometimes we don't really, really look. And when you see everybody else tomorrow morning, those of you that are full-time and those of you who are getting ready to become full-time because you're just in the process, and you see everybody fighting down those highways or those major metropolitan areas on their way to that same thing job for 40 years. And if, in fact, they don't make it to work one day, there went the last check. Doesn't go to the family members. Man, if that ain't something to get you fired up about tonight, then, you know, it's not going to happen. You know, you've got to get excited and understand and develop the right kind of attitude in this business tonight. And I can tell you this, you do have that or you wouldn't be on this call tonight. So, you know, Randy allowed me 15 minutes to be with you tonight. I pretty well burnt that up, maybe went over a little bit. But Randy and Ken, if there's anything else you want me to, or a question you want to ask me, fine. If not, thanks so much for just giving me the opportunity to be your guest tonight.
Well, David,
Dave, this is Kenneth. First of all, I'd like to say what an honor it is to have you on the call. I know you're a very busy man. I know you have to take time away from your family and your schedule, but you have my highest respects, you have my highest regards, and over the years I've watched you very closely because, yes, I do go back, Dave, to where I sold off a Polaroid shots one time. That's all we had that week. So people should be very thankful, and we're thankful to have you as a leader. We're thankful for what you've brought to the table, and we're very thankful for how you've helped our team and other teams across America. So Randy's going to have some questions, but Dave Zavala, I salute you.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave, what I'd like you to do, just take a couple of minutes. You know, we've got the International Convention coming up right around the corner. Just tell everyone the importance of going to the International Convention. We've got a lot of brand-new people on the call tonight.
It's as important as you walking down the aisle getting married. I'm going to tell you right now, to put the emphasis on this, all I can go back and tell all of you on a call tonight is simply this. If you were to take a survey and look at every top money earner in the world of prepaid legal and ask them, you know, everybody always comes at me and say, Dave, what if you could give me one simple thing, one nugget, one piece of information and help you get to where you're at, what would that be? And I would tell you, number one thing was the convention and the exposure to the other people in the business. it made such a changing event for me. You know why? Because you're going to see people come across the stage and you're going to go, my God, goodness, they have the same background and profession. I've got it. They can do it. I certainly can. And it's an incredible belief trip for all of you. And I don't care if you have to stay 50 miles away in a parked car, okay? Get yourself to that convention and be there. It's a life-changing event. And, you know, I mean, it's the Super Bowl of the world of prepaid legal, I'll promise you that. So I can't put any more emphasis on the fact that it's the one most critical thing that I think that changed the lives of probably 99.9% of all the leaders in the world of prepaid legal, Randy.
Well, Dave, I just want to thank you again. I know you travel all across North America.
Sure.
You made a tremendous difference to prepaid when you came on board. You built a huge team, and I want to thank you for helping our team tonight.
Hey, let me just say, leave you with a closing comment. I'm the number one money earner, but I'm more motivated today than I was the day I got in. Now, ask yourself that question about anybody else that's got a job. Now, you know, I get to see the country. I get to be on calls. I get to meet all of you. This is a lifestyle that people dream about. So, you know, I just want all of you tonight to know that my enthusiasm is greater now than when I made my first million in the world of prepaid legal. I'm more excited today. Why? Because I see where we're going, and I want to pass that kind of enthusiasm and excitement on to all of you tonight. God bless everybody. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate you very much. Now I want to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Vice President of Group Marketing and Platinum Executive Director, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Kyle, are you on?
Good evening, Randy. I'm here.
Hey, Kyle, wasn't that some great information?
Oh, it's always a pleasure to hear from Mr. Cibola. You know, C.S. Lewis said, we don't need to be taught, we need to be reminded. And I think, you know, that's obviously one of the secrets of Mr. Dave Cibola's success is that the fundamentals, you know, those tips that he's talking about are just over and over and over. You know, the focus, the fundamentals, the fun, learning how to do a presentation, the basics, you know, the commitment to the formula of two-a-day, weekly meeting, and then the approach. And it's something that, you know, I've heard for many years and many of us have, but we need to be reminded of it because all of us, including myself, need to do the basics just more. But, you know, one of the things that Mr. Cibola said was learning how to do a presentation. And with that, that's a really good segue into, as a vice president of group marketing, we remind everyone that this Saturday is the advanced product training. I think all 57 group vice presidents are doing a training in every marketplace for 4 hours, and that emphasis is on marketing the membership. Now, the statistics show that our analyst at the home office, Melanie Lawson, said that, you know, looking at the associates that came into prepaid legal 90 days prior to the last December 4th APT, those associates, those coming in those 90 days before, that attended the APT wrote four times more memberships or four times the sales compared to those associates that came into the same 90 days that did not attend the APT. So basically what that means for everyone on the call tonight is that if you have people on your team, you want them there because you want to increase the production. Doesn't really matter how much recruiting we do. You know, we need more sales and for overrides to be paid or personal sales advances to be paid. And so that is a very significant. Also, I want to encourage people, too, because, you know, one of the things that we train in building teams is to go to the Fast Start class with your new associate. Well, I just talked to someone last week that, you know, been to about 27 Fast Starts, and they're certainly a role model and example of going to the Fast Start class with their associate. Well, the APT is the same opportunity. It's a four-hour class, just like Fast Start. So, you know, you get people, most of the people that are teaching that have sold, you know, 1,000 memberships or more, sharing experiences, talking about how you can make more money in prepaid legal, delivering this incredible product and the identity theft shield. And again, we do have a little more time to talk about, to put the emphasis on product knowledge than we do in Fast Start class, because I do teach both. And I'm looking forward to the product knowledge. In fact, I wrote a 60-page question, really a quiz for my APT to have fun, because I think I like the interactive part, but to get into some detailed nuggets and some really hard questions about the knowledge. Again, not that you have to know that to succeed, like Mr. Dave Cibola was talking about, but decent product knowledge does help, and I think that's the emphasis of Mr. Stonecipher, why he called it the advanced product training. Now, I want to just kind of share three tips that I teach in my class, because I wrote a four-hour training actually before we came out with the APT, because I thought there was a need for more increased membership marketing and sales and some help in that area, because we do have a small business, we have Fast Start, we have Group, but there's not a whole lot of training, just marketing a simple membership. One of the things I teach is the effective sales process. I teach how to make the intangible tangible, and I teach dealing with objections. But one of the effective sales process I actually shared in the group conference call this morning, and it's really step one, two, and three. It's really, I say easy as one, two, three. And if you have a pen, write this down, because I think this is one of the most effective tips that I've learned and taught that help with people increase their membership marketing. And number one, in marketing memberships, you ask a question. Number two, you have a transitional phrase or ownership phrase. Three, you state the benefit. I'll give you an example. You're sitting down with someone, you open the brochure, title one, you have unlimited consultation, right there, the phone consultation benefit. You just simply ask your prospect, would you call an attorney more often if you knew someone else would pay the bill? That's a question. Then the ownership phrase is just simply, well, as a member, and you get unlimited phone consultation with your law firm, and then you state the benefit. So you go on to title or the letter benefit. Have you ever felt like you've been treated wrong before? That's a question. Transitional phrase or ownership phrase. As a member, well, as a member, you get what? You could have your law firm write a letter for you. You can go through the whole process. You know, when's the last time you updated your will? Question. Well, as a member, we'll update your will every year for you for the rest of your life. As a member, I'm stating the benefit. Have you ever received a traffic ticket before? That's a question. Well, as a member, that's transitional phrase. And you have your law firm that will represent you, assist you in help keeping those points off your record. You're stating the benefit. You can take that whole process all the way through the identity theft. When's the last time you looked at your credit score? Well, as a member, we're going to provide with your identity theft shield, we're going to provide a credit score for you. It's a question. It's an ownership phrase, and then it's stating the benefit. That's a simple tip, and if people just master that, I tell you they'll double their sales easily. I've seen it. Just to remind everyone, the group call replay, I did speak on that this morning, but there was a tip that I learned. I had 11 years in group marketing, and I learned some things from Imelda Kaufman. She's the only person in the country that earned the platinum jacket on group sales. I mean, she wrote 300 sales or more for three consecutive months, earned the ring really in 90 days doing that. And then the gentleman that followed her, never heard him before, he gave a tremendous tip. And if you're interested in hearing that, that was, as Wilburn said, and I agree with him, that was worth the time investment of listening to that call. You can call 1-800-479-5273. That's up for the next 7 days, 800-479-5273. Or you can listen to the replay online. Also on replays, PPLCenter.com, the website that Mr. Tony Hughes put together, PPLCenter.com, has the replays of the Monday night calls, our More Success calls. We don't have a replay number for it, but we do have it online thanks to the assistance of Tony and his team. And so make sure to plug in to that, PPLCenter.com, if you missed them. These More Success team calls, and those are archived. And then I'll just leave with a wisdom key. I always end up all my trainings usually with wisdom keys from my mentor, Dr. Mike Murdoch. But one of the wisdom keys I usually incorporate with my APT training is never make a permanent decision because of temporary feelings. Never make a permanent decision because of temporary feelings. I know I have seen in a decade with prepaid legal or a little more, a lot of people leave because they felt a little rejected or disappointed, or they thought they had the next Dave Cibola and they didn't even show up for Fast Start, or you know, they had six people that said they were going to be at the meeting and then none of them showed up, and they had temporary feelings of rejection and disgust and maybe even a little bit of failure, but they quit. And we know that the only losers in this business are those that quit. those that stay around, everyone is a winner. And I would just encourage everyone to teach that to your team. You know, we have a compensation plan that will pay us permanently for a long time, as Mr. Zavala said, even to his boys, and pass on down. And don't let temporary feelings rob you of that. Back to you, Randy.
Okay, Kyle, I want to thank you very much for being on the call tonight. And someone of your caliber is on our team. It was featured on the group conference call this morning. It just makes us feel good anytime any of our team members are featured on any call within Prepaid Legal. So thanks for being on the call. I want to thank Mr. Dave Zavala, the number one money earner in all of Prepaid Legal, for being our guest speaker tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. What a wonderful call we had tonight. And Kyle, that's great training, and I want to congratulate you on being on the call this morning. I do want to say to everyone that Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Vet Bale, will be our guest speaker next week. Vet, you know, at one time was 3 years in a row the top group trainer in the United States. She's a fantastic lady. She'll bring us some great information. So we'll see you next Monday night. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.